Beloved English.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sex Antoine
Randolph
speaking
Culver,
to you from the Wedgwood Room of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel here in New York City.
To supplement the
Newbery
Medal.
Where election is being held to mark a well-known
literary
event.
This year, the medal goes to Elizabeth Orton
Jones. For each year at this time, the American Library Association announces the winners of the Newbery and Caldecott Medals.
By Rachel Field.
For the past 23 years, this event has been awaited with much anticipation and interest on the part of all of those interested in children's literature.
Also had in mind their long-term debt to her.
The Newbery Award is being given for the most
books,
distinguished book for children
Twig,
published in the United
Mamika's
States
children.
During the preceding year.
A prayer
and the Caldecott
for a child
Award for the most distinguished American
book,
picture book for children
I wish I
published during the same period.
Into the hands
the
of
awarding
every
of the medals
of
this year
race,
is being made at this
country.
Special luncheon of the Children's
I'll
Library
read you just
Association
two lines from it.
Here at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel
bless
in New York.
Other children
Mr. Daniel Melcher,
here,
Director of the Education Section of the War Finance Division, U.S. Treasury, speaking
I am honored
on behalf
to
of his father,
to you now,
Frederick G.
Ms.
Melcher, editor
Jones,
of Publishers Weekly,
illustrator
and donor
of Prayer
of both
for a
the medals,
Child,
is about to make the
and winner
and
of the Caldecott
the
Medal for this year's
Mr.
most
Melcher.
Distinguished American picture book. Thank you very much, Mr. Antoine. I'm very glad to have a chance today.
Thank you, Mr.
Melcher. To talk
Melcher.
About the Newbery and Caldecott medals.
When the manuscript
because,
of Rachel
sense,
Field's
I grew
Prayer
up
for a
them.
Child came to me one morning.
When I was 10 years old,
Doris
my
had
father brought
that
me a
I
copy of a book I'm
to go with it.
Sure you all remember.
I knew at once that I should like
The Story
like
of Mankind by Hendrik Van Loon.
I sat down with the little prayer.
I liked it.
It was not new to me.
I liked
me.
It so well, in fact,
I had already
that I used
read
to
it.
Hide out at mealtime.
I already
so
loved
I could
it.
Read on, oblivious to my
There's
mother's
difference,
call.
There's a difference, though, between reading something
I remember being
to take
puzzled, however,
to keep,
the way Dad quizzed me
and reading
on my opinion
to
of that particular book.
Through your own interpretation.
I didn't know then that he was really
Rachel
working
Field
on
the
speech
the
that he would
for
make
her little girl,
in
Hannah.
Connection with the first presentation of the Newbery
who
Medal.
Who was I to make pictures for Hannah's prayer?
Today, the Newbery Medal will, for the 23rd time, be presented to the author of the year's
Field,
most distinguished
actually,
contribution to American literature
book.
For children.
What kind
the
of pictures
The choice made by the Children's Librarians of America
first read the prayer to
is
Hannah.
Certainly one that old John Newbery
what
would
kind
have approved.
What pictures did Hannah see as she
John
listened?
Newbery, as you know,
what kind
was
of
the first publisher to understand that
to
children are people
for
in
Hannah
their own right
and, for other children
and not just
to look
unfinished
at.
Adults.
For a long time,
and
I
And so he published
for
children, and
prayer.
From his stall in St. Paul's Churchyard in
bless
London,
this milk and breath bless
gave them the kind
bread.
Of books that they could call their very
I
own.
I thought of my old silver cup
Robert Lawson
and
is
how
a friend of children in the Newbery
hand,
tradition.
Heavy with milk
he has illustrated
and cool
40 books
and
for
shiny.
Children, including the famous
bless this
Ferdinand
soft
the Bull,
and waiting bed.
And written 15 of them.
I thought of the blue and white
And every one of his books has earned a place
Mamie,
of honor on
the
our shelves
from Mother
and in our hearts.
From Aesop on it.
Liking his books must make you like Rob Lawson, too.
Let no danger
Rabbit Hill
come
isn't
to
just
fright
the book
my sleep.
That's going to win this
I
year's
went
Newbery
to the
Medal.
Window to feel again
it's also
how
the name of his
feel.
Home and mailing address.
At night,
and I have no doubt that many
sky.
More of the books Rob has yet to write.
I had no little girl.
Will be peopled with real
the little
animals
girl closest
from Rabbit
to
Hill.
Me was the little girl I used to be.
I'm very happy
I'd
now to present
pretend.
To you Robert Lawson, author
I'd
of Rabbit Hill,
that I
and
the
winner
girl
of the Newbery
I used
Medal
to
for
be
this year's
were
most
two
distinguished
separate people.
Contribution
I'd
to American literature.
I pretend we both lived
children,
in my studio.
Mr. Lawson.
You would go to sleep and wake up, get dressed and undressed, think soft and dream dreams in my studio, while I drew. Bless the lamp light, bless the fire. I would
Thank
try
you,
to
Dan.
Draw the quiet, comfortable
it's
happiness
a great
honor
to
child
become one of that
bedtime.
Goodly company of authors
bless
who have
the hands
already
that
been
never tire
the
in their loving care of me.
Makes me very proud.
I would try to draw security. Bless
the month
my
of June marks a great many pleasant anniversaries.
I would try
in my
to
mind.
Draw companionship.
34 years ago
Bless
in
my
June,
father and my mother.
I earned my first artistic
I would try to draw love.
Reward.
Bless
this was
other
by
children
winning first
far
place
and near,
in a poster
and
contest
keep them
in
safe
high school.
And free from fear.
And the prize was $1
I would try
in
to draw
cash.
The feeling of fellowship that exists.
I suppose I should
without
have framed that dollar and
San
hung it over
Francisco
the bar
conference.
Or something.
Among
I'm
all
afraid
children.
It must have been squandered because
so
I haven't it now.
So let me sleep and let me wake in peace
In June, 31 years
Jesus
ago,
sake.
1914
Amen.
To be exact,
I would try to draw the
confidence
the child feels in being sure of the presence
the world
of
on
God.
Fire as an illustrator.
All this I would try
Unfortunately,
to draw.
Unfortunately, someone in Europe beat me
drawing
to it.
Drawing is very like
and
a prayer.
In August of that year started
drawing
a conflagration
is a reaching for
which
something away beyond
put
you.
Mine into a sort of an
as
eclipse.
As you sit down to work in the morning,
the world
you feel
became
as if you
so excited over the
hill,
novelty of its
and
first
it is
world
as if you
war,
were seeing for the first
that
time.
That little note nor
you
long remember the
hand.
Appearance of my first
like
published drawing in Harper's Weekly that
and
September.
And so you begin. You
Although
try.
To me it seemed a matter of colossal importance.
The result depends on a good many things.
In
and
June,
how much
15
you know about
years
drawing,
ago, I was just finishing
you don't know much,
my first book illustrations. Those for the Wee Man
bad,
of Ballywooden.
It is
Arthur
never
Mason.
What you tried to draw.
May Massey was the editor who gave me that
you
job.
Saw from the top of
so
your
this,
hill.
This
never.
June marks 15 years
but if somebody,
of pleasant cooperation with
child,
her in producing books
a little
for
old
children.
Beggar woman or a king.
9 years ago, on June the 21st,
can by looking at
I
your
finished
picture,
the last of the drawings for Ferdinand. The
if
date is very clear in my mind because the deadline
can in that
was June
way understand
the 1st.
What you tried to do, and, then
so I was only 3 weeks late with the drawings,
again,
which constitutes a record of promptness.
I should like to accept
June,
the
June 6 years ago marked the completion
the
of my first venture in writing. The manuscript of
like
Ben and Me was finished
express
that
my
month.
Gratitude for that trust.
And on a very,
on
very warm June
book,
day,
I'm ever to
4 years ago in
children.
Boston, I had the honor of receiving from your father's hand Calvin Melcher.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Daniel Melcher, son of Frederick G. Melcher, editor of Publishers Weekly and donor of the Newbery and Caldecott Medals, has just presented the Newbery Medal to Robert Lawson for his book, Rabbit Hill, and the Caldecott Medal to Elizabeth Orton Jones for her picture book, A Prayer for a Child. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Looking back at them, I think I might best repeat the words of old Uncle Analysis from up Danbury way. There's good times, Georgie, and there's bad times, but they go. And there's good folks and there's bad folks, and they go too. But there's always new folks coming and new times coming. That's why there's some sense to that song you keep singing, although it's real tedious otherwise. Real tedious. Thank you.
You don't know how close you came to hearing that song sung. I was only stopped by the radio station because I understand that that had I sung it without proper written clearance with the author, Mr. Lawson, all of the stations would have been compelled to pay him $5,000. I think I perhaps ought to tell you about a side of Mr. Lawson's character you don't know about, namely his prowess at autographing. He is, I think, the world's fastest autographer. I have personally opened and placed beneath his pen 900 of his books in the short space of 3 hours. That was when he won the Caldecott Medal.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tex Antoine speaking to you from the Wedgwood Room of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel here in New York City, where a luncheon is being held to mark a well-known literary event. For each year at this time, the American Library Association announces the winners of the Newbery and Caldecott Medals. For the past 23 years, this event has been awaited with much anticipation and interest on the part of all of those interested in children's literature. The Newbery Award is being given for the most distinguished book for children published in the United States during the preceding year, and the Caldecott Award for the most distinguished American picture book for children published during the same period. The awarding of the medals this year is being made at this special luncheon of the Children's Library Association here at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York. Mr. Daniel Melcher, Director of the Education Section of the War Finance Division, U.S. Treasury, speaking on behalf of his father, Frederick G. Melcher, editor of Publishers Weekly and donor of both the medals, is about to make the awards and introduce the winners. Mr. Melcher.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Antoine. I'm very glad to have a chance today to talk about the Newbery and Caldecott medals, because in a sense, I grew up with them. When I was 10 years old, my father brought me a copy of a book I'm sure you all remember, The Story of Mankind by Hendrik Van Loon. I liked it. I liked it so well, in fact, that I used to hide out at mealtimes so I could read on, oblivious to my mother's calls. I remember being puzzled, however, the way Dad quizzed me on my opinion of that particular book. I didn't know then that he was really working on the speech that he would make in connection with the first presentation of the Newbery Medal. Today, the Newbery Medal will, for the 23rd time, be presented to the author of the year's most distinguished contribution to American literature for children. The choice made by the Children's Librarians of America is certainly one that old John Newbery would have approved. John Newbery, as you know, was the first publisher to understand that children are people in their own right and not just unfinished adults. And so he published for children, and from his stall in St. Paul's Churchyard in London, gave them the kind of books that they could call their very own. Robert Lawson is a friend of children in the Newbery tradition. He has illustrated 40 books for children, including the famous Ferdinand the Bull, and written 15 of them, and every one of his books has earned a place of honor on our shelves and in our hearts. Liking his books must make you like Rob Lawson, too. For Rabbit Hill isn't just the book that's going to win this year's Newbery Medal. It's also the name of his home and mailing address. And I have no doubt that many more of the books Rob has yet to write will be peopled with real animals from Rabbit Hill. I'm very happy now to present to you Robert Lawson, author of Rabbit Hill and winner of the Newbery Medal for this year's most distinguished contribution to American literature for children, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Dan. It's a great honor to become one of that goodly company of authors who have already been awarded the Newbery Medal. It makes me very proud. The month of June marks a great many pleasant anniversaries in my mind. 34 years ago in June, I earned my first artistic reward. This was by winning first place in a poster contest in high school, and the prize was $1 in cash. I suppose I should have framed that dollar and hung it over the bar or something, but I'm afraid it must have been squandered because I haven't it now. In June, 31 years ago, 1914 to be exact, I stepped proudly forth from art school, prepared to set the world on fire as an illustrator. Unfortunately, someone in Europe beat me to it, and in August of that year started a conflagration which put mine into a sort of an eclipse. The world became so excited over the novelty of its First World War that it did little note nor long remember the appearance of my first published drawing in Harper's Weekly that September, although to me it seemed a matter of colossal importance. In June, 15 years ago, I was just finishing my first book illustrations, those for the Wee Men of Ballywooden by Arthur Mason. May Massey was the editor who gave me that job, so this June marks 15 years of pleasant cooperation with her in producing books for children. 9 years ago, on June the 21st, I finished the last of the drawings for Ferdinand. The date is very clear in my mind because the deadline was June the 1st. So I was only 3 weeks late with the drawings, which constitutes a record in promptness. June, 6 years ago, marked the completion of my first venture in writing. The manuscript of Ben and Me was finished that month. And on a very, very warm June day, 4 years ago in Boston, I had the honor of receiving from your father's hand the Caldecott Medal for the book They Were Strong and Good. I did get the title straight. These 31 years since June 1914 cover, among other things, two wars, a boom, and a depression. And looking back at them, I think I might best repeat the words of old Uncle Analysis from up Danbury way. There's good times, Georgie, and there's bad times, but they go. And there's good folks and there's bad folks, and they go too. But there's always new folks coming and new times coming. That's why there's some sense to that song you keep singing, although it's real tedious otherwise. Real tedious. Thank you.
You don't know how close you came to hearing that song sung. I was only stopped by the radio station because I understand that that had I sung it without proper written clearance with the author, Mr. Lawson, all of the stations would have been compelled to pay him $5,000. I think I perhaps ought to tell you about a side of Mr. Lawson's character you don't know about, namely his prowess at autographing. He is, I think, the world's fastest autographer. I have personally opened and placed beneath his pen 900 of his books in the short space of 3 hours. That was when he won the Caldecott Medal.